Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I can't wait this week to dig into this weekend to beat the hammer.
God.
The way Seltzer is asking questions, something just didn't feel right about the presentation. Multiple things. I'll figure it out.
What are you going to accomplish, though?
Like, Well, if I
you
find
can't,
it.
No, loss is a loss.
No,
you
no.
You can't take it back.
No,
we've had
Devin,
two or three times.
He has loopholed before.
Yeah.
I have. I just don't think
he has. Like, Drew from Westchester had to beat him twice.
Well, and also the fact that I got credited with a loss when our guy Kenny said
Kevin Booker
instead of Devin Booker.
He swore he said Devin though.
But we know it sounded like Kevin. I mean,
it was Kevin.
The fact that that counted as a loss against me was unfair.
But all he had to say was Booker.
He did, but Jeopardy rules. You can go last name, but if you go first and last, you got to get it right. So.
Jeopardy rules.
Yeah.
Hey, it was like 3 years ago, and it's still grinding.
I'm still mad about that. And I'm still mad the one time Spike filled in for you, James. He awarded a prize to a guy.
Who's at the training facility?
Where do the Eagles hold training
camp? There's a reason no one has ever filled in for me again.
Yeah, but you missed it. When you were out, we said we're going to start having that happen. You got to start coming up with questions because people are getting to me saying it's ridiculous when you're out, there's no Pete the Hammer. I agree with them.
Well, that's fine. I'm not coming. So whoever's filling in for me, you can come up with questions. You'll have to deal with it. That's your own thing, buddy.
Get it on your bucket
0% chance. There is honestly like less than zero. If I'm off, I'm not coming up with questions. 0%.
We'll fire me if you have to.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, we got a lot this hour. One thing we won't be doing is drop of the week because James wasn't here and he's the maestro of all that over multiple days. Now, drop of the week, when we do it, brought to us by.
That's the same concept. It's the same
different concept.
Drop of the week. Jimmy is in command.
No.
Beat the hammer. Jimmy is in command. He's making the questions.
Yeah, but he can make five. He can make five questions.
The reading of the questions. The deliberation.
We'll talk. All right, hold on. I got a lot to get to here. Drop of the week brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. We'll do that next week. All right, James, you were away. How was Cali?
Oh, it was awesome. Shout out to Annie and Danny. Really fun time at the wedding.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. Yes. Are you serious?
Annie and Danny. Yep.
Wow. Oh,
yep. Yeah.
Okay,
cousin and her now husband, Danny.
Can you imagine?
Annie and Danny. It works. It's
one's
catchy.
One's got to be Dan or
what's the last name?
Fanny?
No.
Annie and Danny Fanny?
You're going to have a kid named Franny.
Joe, you probably won't like it. It's Poplowski. Is the last name.
I love that.
Her last name was Morrison Pryor, but now I'm assuming.
Oh, no, that's a cool last name.
I love Poplowski.
Go to the government and get a new name.
What? That is classic DeCamera right there. That's a surname for you. Poplowski.
But one thing I will say, so I did, obviously it's beautiful there. You know, you look out and there's the bay and Alcatraz and Golden Gate and the whole thing. It's gorgeous. But I did one thing that I thought would be pretty fun to mention on the air.
House of Prime Rib?
Didn't get to go. My mom wasn't feeling it and we didn't want to force her to go. So it is what it is. But I did do one thing that's not unique out there, but unique here. I drove in a Waymo, which is the driverless like Uber service they have out there.
No way.
Yes. So I drove around without a driver. And let me tell you, it was the smoothest ride I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
It was unfreaking believable.
Was it just you or was it the family?
It was me, my mom, Emily, and Zoe. And they were in the back and I was in the front, you know, the passenger seat.
How fast does it go?
It normal. Like, it's driving through the city. So it's, you know, 20 miles an hour, 30 miles, nothing crazy. But it was so smooth. Like, unbelievably. You haven't heard about this?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's all on the West Coast now. They're doing driverless cars as, like, rideshare things. So you get in.
Is
there's no
cheaper?
Driver. Yeah, it was pretty cheap. You don't have to tip, which helps, you know. Yeah. But honestly, I was blown away at how fine I felt sitting in a driverless car getting whisked away by no one.
That's
would you
wild.
Go down
it was
the
wild,
crookedest,
dude.
You know, the most crooked street in America? That's so large street.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. So we went, and also the other thing in San Francisco is, like, you're going up these roads that are, it's like vertical. It's like 90 degrees straight up. It's unbelievable how hilly San Francisco actually is.
Try that with a stick, Jimmy.
Emily and I said that. We're like, because Emily and I both have had, you know, stick shifts in the past. We've driven to, we're like, this would be the worst possible place in the world to have to have a stick.
The worst is when you're parallel parking.
Oh, man, and you're sliding down. Oh, must have been horrible.
On one of those, like, I don't know.
You probably just take off and just go.
Steep gets. It's impossible.
That's wild, man. Yeah. I don't even know what to say on that. I never heard of it. That's crazy. All right, let's get some
It was
some
neat,
calls.
Though. It was a
I'm
cool
sure.
experience, yeah.
I mean, you're alive, so.
Dude, I'm telling that's you, it was good. The smoothest ride I've ever had. The smoothest ride I've ever had.
All right, Cole Hamels on Luzardo, who's not pitching today, but will pitch this weekend. We'll get to that up ahead shortly. Let's go to Nick in Riverside right now. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, buddy.
Great, Nick.
All right, so, well, before I get to the Phillies topics, I just want to say one thing real quick. You know he had 15 sacks in 2000, Hugh Douglas did?
Well, I knew he had a bunch. I mean, he was outstanding that year.
Did you know he's in the Eagles Hall of Fame?
I did know that, yeah. And
you know I was fined $15,000 for an illegal chop on Hugh Douglas?
You got fined for all these guys. Him, Reggie.
All right, I'll leave that alone.
I just
wanted to say
just
that real
fined
quick.
Me.
But
with his
morally,
yes, moral with his response to me, with his dismissive response,
did he curse at you?
No.
Okay, so
no way.
I'm just asking.
He didn't even speak. He just he breathed, and you know, like when he's breathing,
I remember when I just breathed.
It's a loud, breathy breathing on you.
Reggie
but
had a distinctive
breathed
voice
on me dismissively.
Wow,
it was a. Like that.
So I'm pretty excited about the upcoming Eagles schedule. You know, I think we got a good 10 games coming up. What is it? 3 Pittsburgh, 4 Colorado, and then 3 against Oakland. I like that. But I got a question. How are you guys feeling about Aaron Nola right now?
Concerned. Very
badly.
Very concerned.
Worried.
Both short and long term, Nick. Short defined as this year, long term defined as the next. Five beyond that.
I am convinced that he is sticking his head down and trying to push through something. And maybe, just maybe, that can give us reason for hope that it'll get a little bit better. The fact that his velocity, you know, talking to Ben Davis, you get a lot of nitty-gritty details. Yep. He really keeps track of these things. His velocity on the fastball being down 3 miles per hour this season.
Yeah.
It really suggests there's something more going on than what we know.
I can see that. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. It does very concerning, but you know, and then he'll come out and he'll do really good in one start. You know, he'll go out, he'll give up 2 runs, and then we won't put up run support for him. That's something that we don't do for him here and there. But the last start, we put up a lot of runs for him, and he gave up a career high in runs.
I think the stuff's just not there right now, Nick. I mean, sometimes a pitcher will throw a bad pitch, has great stuff, but will throw a bad pitch. And that can impact
the
game.
He's like
but
the king of that, too, though.
Well,
it feels like he got into the point where he'd do, you know, a couple of those every game, and they'd always tag him and park him.
This is a different deal, though. This is his stuff
this
isn't
is
there.
Consistently, they know exactly what he's doing. They've come to expect it, and they're putting their bats on everything. And it's not happenstance. They're hitting him hard.
I'm sorry to interrupt. My bad. My thing is with them having Andrew Painter doing his start in the minor league, and them talking about bringing him up.
I don't buy that.
And Nola, what?
I don't buy a psychological impact on Nola being squeezed by a rotation that's heftier than it used to be. Like, you no one's going to convince me Nola's worse because Lizardo's here, because Painter's going to be coming in a couple months. I don't buy that. His stuff isn't there. I mean, he's not throwing 3 miles per hour slower because Andrew Painter is going to be here in 2 months. That's
not his mental. He's just you're saying physically he's struggling. Yeah. Mentally, he has a persona that's like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, I'm just going to go out there and pitch. He just doesn't have it physically.
Nick, I'm not saying the guys. You could see the other day he was. I'll use the word suffering. I thought he was emotionally suffering on the mound, but that's not why he's pitching. You know, with less stuff. Less stuff is because something ain't right in there. Nick, give me an answer, my man. Who or what is cheesy?
Well, one more question. So what you're saying is he's going to come around?
No, I'm saying time will tell. I'm saying I'm concerned. Your original question was, what's your reaction? My answer is I'm concerned.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet. Wallet Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
We'll see.
Okay. Listen, yeah. I hope he comes around. We need him. For sure.
Here's what I'll say. They may not need him this year because they have so many other arms. Where it's really going to hurt is in future years if they're saddled with his contract and they just keep putting him out there. And sometime you're not going to have Zach Wheeler in his prime. You know, and let's be real, with all the Andrew Painter excitement, we don't know that he'll be the next Zach Wheeler, or let's use Cole Hamels, the guy that came through here, the next Cole Hamels, or the next Gavin Floyd. I mean, I remember Gavin Floyd and Cole Hamels came up around the same time. Cole Hamels was fantastic. Gavin Floyd did nothing here.
Floyd might have even been ranked higher at the time, I think.
Might have been.
Yeah.
You know, so
what do you think they do with the Schwarber contract?
They determine that after the season.
I was going to say, do you think they do it sometime during the season,
no.
Or do you think they wait?
You just
till
said
the
after.
Off-season?
Yeah, after. Nick, give me an answer. Who or what's cheesy?
Fettuccine Alfredo, sir.
You got it, my man. All right, Nick, appreciate the call. So Lizardo, obviously, along with Sanchez.
I don't agree with that answer, by the way.
Fettuccine? Yeah, I totally don't agree with it. It's more like creamy than anything.
I don't think that's cheesy at all.
It's like creamy.
It does not. Yes, it's creamy. Yep. It's not cheesy.
See, I think it is because I make a queso al pepe, and that's not cheesy. The Alfredo, I can't eat more than two or three bites of it. It's too cheesy for me.
Well, it depends what you put in there though. Also. I mean, it's you know, or you add an extra cheese on top.
Joe, I thought you said at the start of the show you weren't going to accept answers. Yeah.
That's why I was trying to move on to Lizardo here.
Cheese.
I'm not doing the cheese thing with food. Screw that. All right. Lizardo. Sanchez, Wheeler, clearly the three Phillies' best pitchers this year. Not necessarily in that order, but it's debatable. Lizardo's been tremendous. Been one of the best pitchers in the National League. Yep. Cole Hamels on with Joe and Hugh earlier this week talking about Lizardo.
What have you thought watching Lizardo so far?
Oh, no, you have to really give credit to the front office for being able to follow him his whole career and just waiting to pounce because he is. I think he was the type of player that he was waiting to break out. And that is the toughest part about playing the game of baseball is you want to get established, you want to get in the big leagues, but then you want to win. You want to have the opportunity to win. And there's something that when you know there's that expectation you start to rise to it. And, you know, it was tough in Miami. There wasn't the expectation that they were going to win. So to get to a bigger market, big city that has all those expectations, has the type of players around him, he's now excelling. And that's, you're seeing the type of player that he probably has always been. He just wasn't able to have it come out. And now, I mean, he's lights out, and it's really great to watch.
It's exciting to have this dude here. And I'll add this. So we had a caller earlier talking about the Flyers. This is the kind of trade the Flyers haven't had in a long time. You know, like,
well, and Rod Thompson actually, so after Lizardo's start, what was that, Wednesday in the first game, after the game, he was like, I know I hear a lot of chatter about, you know, the lack of moves that we made, but that move right there, that's a massive move for us.
Massive.
Right.
I mean, he might be a star.
Yeah.
Now, it's a little early to, you know, kind of say that, like say that he is a star. You know, I want to see it for a few more months. And to me, star is not always necessarily how you pitch, but how people react to you, meaning the nation. The nation doesn't know much about Lizardo. But I think
that's good.
But they're going to know about him in October if he's flying through the playoffs.
Lizardo,
he's really good, guys.
Christopher,
you know, it doesn't matter. It's a flip of the coin. It doesn't
Who's
matter.
Who's the bigger new star, potentially? Who's got the bigger star power?
I think they're pretty equal, John.
They really are comparable.
Yeah.
But I do love the Sanchez, that change up. It does feel like that pitch in his arsenal.
Oh, he's tremendous.
When he's right, people can't hit it. And I don't know how they measure all that, like the unhittability, but they said that was the best pitch in baseball last year. I don't know. That means something.
Tremendous. So, we'll see what happens with Ranger. He goes tonight. You guys know my theory. I think for the next 4 months, basically, Ranger and Nola are in a battle for who gets the fourth start in the playoffs.
Well,
I really mean that.
I'm fascinated to see how Painter fits into
everything. Well, him too.
Because
we've
been told now for the longest time that this is the greatest pitching prospect in the history of the Philadelphia Phillies.
I still don't know if I buy that, but he's up there.
That's the way everyone talks about Painter.
I mean, I think it's clear that he is, but I will say, like, he's 22. He just turned 22, like, last month. You know, don't expect him to come up and not have any hiccups. Like, Paul Skeens is – I think people see Paul Skeens and are like, oh, Painter's our Skeens. And he could be down the road, but right. I think it's unfair to expect a 22-year-old to step on a major league field for the first time and be dominant right away.
Like, I agree. James, I agree with that.
I mean?
Here's the other thing I'll say. Let's talk about high level. So, best pitchers I've seen is young. Mark Pryor. Incredible, went totally off the rails.
Dwight Gooden.
Doc Gooden, incredible, for a totally different reason.
Who was the Cubs pitcher?
Mark Pryor.
And Kerry Wood.
Kerry Wood, that's what
I would
thinking
put Wood
of.
Beneath him.
But, I would,
but,
too.
Pryor was up there. Yeah. Doc Gooden was up there, went off the rails. Tim Lincecum was amazing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Lincecum won two Cy Youngs, though.
He didn't make the Hall of Fame.
No, but he did win two Cy Youngs.
No, I mean,
compared
that.
To those other two guys, I'm saying.
And they won World Series. But I'm just saying, like, there's a difference between establishing it and sustaining it. And so, look, I hope Andrew Painter is the next.
Look, Strasburg's
Verlander.
Another. How about that?
Oh, wow.
Strasburg's another. Absolutely.
Get to see Skeens on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty
cool. I'm excited about
that. Yeah, I like that. 215-592-9494. You know, Doc yesterday talking about Nick Sirianni was cool, and we'll get to that in a moment. Let's first get to the Jalen Hurts thing, because Doc, when he was in studio with us, also talked about Jalen. Interesting perspective, what Brian said.
What Jalen has done is he flashed us in the first Super Bowl. Tremendous, right? So in my mind, that's what you should be doing every week.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're not doing that every week, like, so why can't we get that? Why can't we get that?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we get that? So it's for me, it's not you are, I don't bash Jalen when it comes to that. I don't bash him. I'm expecting him to take the next step so that your weeks aren't fluctuating up and down so drastically that you are consistently at a level that allows you to show the talent that you are and all the respects that you're talking about, being able to run the football when it needs to be run, knowing to making those decisions, putting the ball where it needs to be put. He's shown that, and he's done it now, not just in the first Super Bowl. He's shown it in the second one, too. So now, this year coming up, like, I'm expecting a version of that. Maybe not to that level, but a high version of that consistently throughout that year. That's what I'm expecting.
struck me two things. One, that Doc had some doubts on Jalen.
It struck me that way too, Joe.
Yeah. And that he now puts, I'll say, responsibility on Jalen because he's played so supreme in some massive spots. And let's be real, his best overall season was 2022. He was at his most consistent, highest best of that year. That because he's put stuff like that out there, Doc's saying the next step for Jalen is to be more consistently excellent, which I think is fair. I think he's going to be the biggest key to whether they, you know, look, the Chiefs and the Patriots did what they did primarily because they had a locked in quarterback for you know, 10 to 20 years, Mahomes and Brady. So I think Hurts will be the biggest factor in whether the Eagles maintain that level of excellence. Time will tell. But I was struck by the way he answered that question. But you can tell he's also totally enthused and psyched, as we all should be, with how Jalen finished the season and what that could mean moving forward, because you know, he can't play better than he did in the last two games.
He's really measured in his, you know, there's a lot of praise, there's a lot of excitement, but he's got yeah, high expectations.
Yeah.
But that's the thing you appreciate about Brian Dawkins. Like, his measuredness, like, it leaves you with a goal. Like, if I'm, I don't know, I want to live up to that somehow. Like, whatever he expects of me.
Well, he expects a lot of people. I'll say this. So I did an event with Doc one time, and I can't quote it because I don't remember exactly. But I remember it was basically like, if a player wasn't holding up his end of the bargain on the field, he would look over at Jim Johnson.
Brian Dawkins
and, like,
is not an
this guy's
easy grader.
This guy's got to get off the field.
Yeah.
Like, get him off the field.
Right.
So what he's saying is, he's not saying Jalen off the field at all. What he's saying is, I've seen Jalen be superb, so be superb more consistently.
Yeah,
and
be superb more. Be better at being superb. You can still be better.
Yeah. No,
so I love that, and that is important to remember.
All right, time's yours up ahead. More of Doc, what he said about Sirianni. Phone calls on all these. James, is Matt from Ridley really on the phone?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
So the guy that beat me and beat the hammer.
Wants to talk about beat the hammer, yep.
Ah.
I may give him that opportunity.
This sounds fantastic.
From Borgata, more up ahead next on 94 WI.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.